SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With the return of four more bodies, the number of deceased hostages handed over to Israel by Hamas has risen to seven. The slow return of the bodies is provoking some anger in Israel, and President Trump is not pleased.
They misrepresented because we were told they had 26, 24 of dead hostages, if we can use those terms. And it seems as though they don't have that because we're talking about a much lesser number. But that's a very tough subject. I want them back.
The Israeli military says that one of the bodies returned yesterday by Hamas, part of the ceasefire deal, is not that of one of the hostages. Russia not letting up in its ever-increasing attacks on its neighbor. Ukraine's rail network, a crucial lifeline for commercial freight, passenger traffic, and military logistics, has been hit by Russian drone strikes. At the direction of the commander-in-chief, the U.S. military has taken out another suspected drug-running boat off the coast of Venezuela.
President Trump said six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike and no U.S. forces were harmed. It's the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean, as the Trump administration has asserted it's treating alleged drug traffickers as unlawful combatants. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans want more information from the White House on the legal justification and details of the strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Democrats are making sure the government will remain shut down. They have again rejected a short-term Republican funding bill that would have reopened the federal government. Redistricting, the issue before the U.S. Supreme Court today, specifically the constitutionality of using race in redrawing congressional maps. On Wall Street, the Dow up 270 points. This is SRN News. Feminists are under siege in the United Kingdom.
A transgender activist group is claiming responsibility for vandalizing a convention center where feminists were holding a conference this past weekend. Bash Back is angry that many British feminists oppose transgenderism, and the activist promised the attack will not be the last one. Event organizers say, quote, "It is shocking that a conference for women to discuss domestic abuse and sexual violence has been met with smashed windows, graffiti, and intimidation." Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month. President Trump has released a statement. The proclamation says that every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down syndrome. Down syndrome can be identified by prenatal testing, and abortion advocates have been campaigning for years to get women bearing such children to terminate their pregnancies. This is SRN News. These folks working in the healing profession are saying, show us the money.
31,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers have walked off the job, demanding better salaries. 5-day strike began Tuesday and spans 500 medical centers in California, Hawaii, and Oregon. Now, employees say wages have not kept pace with inflation. They're asking for a 25% wage increase over 4 years. Kaiser Permanente has countered with a 21.5% increase. Company says clinics will remain open during the strike with a few adjustments. Jason Walker reporting.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. His remarks suggest that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate two more times before the end of the year. More details at SRNNews.com.